Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition here at Get in Position to Win Today with your host, Richard, the Financial Advocate Medley. And I want to thank you for your time and your energy joining this podcast, which is very special because we have a friend who asked a serious question. So keep those questions coming, and I will do my best to answer them. But this podcast is going to talk about how to build business credit for a small business. See, establishing business credit is an important step for any new small business and helps you to, one, maintain a credit history separate from your personal credit history and experience the business benefits of having good business credit. And two, it demonstrates the separation between owners and the business. Let's talk about why separate credit histories. See, by having a business credit history separate from your personal one, you can minimize the effect negative events on one might have on the other. For example, if you have some financial missteps that impact your personal credit history and score, they shouldn't impact your small business credit if you have established a clear separation and vice versa. Why separate business and owners? Unless you're operating your small business as a sole proprietorship or general partnership, you need to demonstrate that the business is separate from the owners. One of the key benefits that corporations and limited liability companies, that's LLCs, provide the owners is protection of their personal assets. Keep this protection in place by consistently showing clear separation between the business owners and that business. These are 8 steps to establishing your business credit. The first step, incorporate your business. Even though you may be incorporated when you're hearing this message, it deserves your attention. With sole proprietorships and general partnerships, the business is legally the same as the owner. Therefore, there can be no separation of business credit history from personal. Incorporating a business or forming an LLC creates a business that is legally separate from the owners. The second step, obtain a federal tax identification number, also known as the EIN. The EIN is basically a social security number for a business. It is required on federal tax filings and is also required to open a business bank account in the name of the corporation or LLC. In order to comply with IRS requirements, many large businesses also require an EIN number from their vendors in order to pay them for the services provided. Number 3, open a business bank account. Open a business checking account in the legal business name. Once open, be sure to pay the financial transactions of the business from that account. If you use a business credit card for many financial transactions, be sure to pay the credit card bill from your business checking account. Number 4, establish a business phone number. Whenever you use a landline, cell phone, or use VoIP, which is a voice system, have a separate number for your business and your business legal name. List that number in the directory so it can be found. Number 5, open a business credit file. open a business credit file with all three business reporting agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. 6, obtain business credit cards. Obtain at least one business credit card that is not linked to you or any other owners personally. Pick a business credit card from a company that reports to the credit reporting agencies. 7, establish a line of credit with vendors or suppliers. Work with at least 5 vendors and or suppliers to create credit for your company to use when purchasing with them. Ask them to report your payment history to the credit reporting agency. And 8, and this is a big one, pay your bills on time. Perhaps it should go unsaid, but be sure to pay your bills on time. Like with your personal credit, late payments will negatively impact your business credit. Now, let's talk about the benefits of having good business credit. See, having good business credit can provide a number of benefits, including positioning your company for more favorable payment terms with new vendors and suppliers, reducing the number of times you would need to prepay for products or services purchased. And it also is allowing you to obtain better interest rates and credit terms from lenders and banks. Now, once you have established and built good business credit, be sure to monitor and protect it just as you would with your personal credit. And I would like to add, when you're in business and you get in this credit, some companies, like my particular company, we offer 30-day payment. We offer 60-day payments. So you can actually, once you get in good with a distributor, somebody who you're dealing with regularly, once you talk to them, you can have that bill pushed out, get your product, have a month, 2 months to pay for it, so it gives you time to sell it and do whatever you need to do. So again, hey, take that business credit very, very serious, just like your personal credit. But I'm gonna tell you this also, if you don't have good personal credit, trust me, you most likely will not be able to transfer that behavior to your new business credit. So work on your personal credit, build your business credit. It's all about developing relationships and get the work done. Hey, again, I want to thank you for joining this call. I want to thank that special person for suggesting this title for this particular podcast. If you have a question, if you would like to investigate some financial literacy information, hey, shoot me an email and I will be glad to jump right into it. Again, I want to thank you for your time and energy, and thank you for joining this podcast with me today. Have a great, great day.